And there's one thing that I know for sure, the complexity ceiling exists, and it's really hard for us as humans to break through that and find it when we don't have a community of people that we're really being, you know, just open and honest with and challenged with. And then usually there's just one or two little things that line up when you just keep pushing, just keep pushing, just keep seeking. And then all of a sudden something's going to happen and you're going to realize this was the solution all along. And I was, you know, trying to find the answer through all these other things, when in reality, this was the one thing that was missing.
Are you looking for freedom? Freedom from the daily grind and hustle? Or just finding a way to live the life you always wanted? Then join us on the Investing for Freedom podcast. Our host, Mike Ayala, will help you discover new ways to find freedom with tips, insights, and interviews. You'll learn the exact systems he's used to travel the world and live his best life. True success and happiness are all about freedom. And here's your roadmap on how to find freedom on your own terms. Welcome to the Investing for Freedom podcast. Here's your host, Mike Ayala.
Thank you for joining me on the Investing for Freedom podcast. Today, I wanted to take a few minutes and just encourage you, because I actually think that in this day and age, we are not alone in the challenges that we experience as humans, but I think a lot of times we feel like we're alone. And I don't think I'm the only one that experiences this, because I think it's human nature. And in this time that we live in, a time of social media and dissemination of information that happens so quickly, we get to see the highlight reels. And, you know, I've actually been in a really challenging season. There's a lot going on in my world. And, you know, I think it's important to just pause and reflect and realize that anything that's worth doing is going to have challenges associated with it. And so, you know, when we pause and we look at, you know, the big people that we follow and that we listen to, if you really look at their life, yeah, you get to see a lot of the wins, but also some of my favorite people that I love following spend a lot of time talking about their losses. And it's not actually losses, it's the things that we learn through those losses that really matter. Nobody's like sharing, hey, I constantly get my butt kicked. In fact, there's a guy that I follow on social media, or used to follow on social media, that I just unfollowed, because all he ever talks about is how crappy life is and all the bad things that happen to him. So I don't want to be that guy. But, you know, I'm just hoping that, just as I've learned from many of my mentors who love to talk about the challenges, and not necessarily because they want to focus on the challenges, but what did I learn through this process? I think it's just important for us to know that anything that's worth doing well, like I said already, is going to come with challenges. So, you know, if you look at Dan Martell, he's a guy that I've just been following for a while and love listening to. He's always talking about the challenging experiences and what he's learned from it. You look at Chris Harder, who's become a great friend and just amazing mentor of mine. He's got such a positive outlook. He doesn't focus on the negative, but he's constantly talking about, you know, challenges that exist in his life and in his business and the things that he's learned from it. One of my favorite podcasts is The Diary of a CEO. And what I love about Stephen is when he brings guests on, he's constantly talking about, you know, the challenges and the things that people have overcome and what the lessons learned in that were. So, you know, this has been a season where I've really just had my head down and I've really refocused on what is it that I want, because it's seasons like this that really make you or break you. And I am going to be successful. I'm going to be one of those people that come out achieving on the other side of it. And what I've realized is that it's really easy. And again, I've said this a couple times, but it's really easy in this day and age to get focused on kind of the easy button, you know, whether it's social media, building a brand, building a following. A lot of times we start out on a journey, and I don't know if you guys can relate to this, but you start out on a journey where you're like, it starts from a place of like, what am I missing? And the thing that I realize in my personal journey is, you know, I started a business at the age of 24 and had a lot of success. But what I didn't have at that point in time was a lot of experience. I didn't go to college. I didn't get a degree in business. I just started a business at the age of 24. And I've said this so many times on this podcast, but I knew what I didn't know. And so I surrounded myself with coaches and mentors and people that could show me the way. And I actually like being in rooms of people that are way smarter than me, because if you're the dumbest guy in the room, then you're surrounded by just a ton of really smart people. And human nature is to do one of two things. It's to either shrink back and stay in rooms where you're the big fish in the small pond and you're the guy that knows everything. I've never actually been that guy. I want to be surrounded by people that are smarter than me. I don't actually love the feeling of, you know, being the small fish in a big pond, but I love the idea of it because I know that if I'm surrounded by people that are smarter than me, more experienced than me, that have had business failures that I can learn from and not experience those myself, that have answers to the problems that I'm experiencing, I know that as long as I listen to them and I apply that wisdom, it can be a good thing. I was actually, there's a good friend of mine, his name's Kyle Depyes, and he put a question up the other day, and he was talking about networking, like what's the number one networking question? And you know, obviously it's what do you do for a living? So then he asked this question on his social media. He said, what's another great question that you can ask, you know, to really get to know somebody? And the question that I threw in there was, you know, what are you currently dealing with? What's your biggest challenge right now? Maybe I know somebody that could help you. And even if I don't have the answer, I might be able to connect somebody. And that's not like a question that I throw out there to try to be that like super connector guy. It's like literally every single human is experiencing challenges. I'll share a few of the challenges right now. You know, when I think back over the last 4 years, 5 years of my life, I knew that coming up from the background that I've had, you know, I became pretty good at leadership and hiring people and managing people. I became pretty good at operations. I even became pretty good at sales, not because I had a ton of sales training experience. And trust me, I don't want to be like the guru when it comes to sales, marketing, operations, buying businesses. I don't want to be any of that. I want to continue to build businesses. I've kind of said this from the beginning, but it's really easy to get lost in the things that are fun. And guess what's fun? Social media is fun. Coaching is fun. Building a mastermind is fun. I actually think the marketing is really fun. And this was the piece of the tool bag that I knew that I was missing. So building that business from 2004 to 2014, I built a really good operationally strong business. But, you know, as time progressed, this probably started around 2018, 2019, I realized I was missing a key component of a rounded, successful business. And that was like the marketing piece. And I got kind of like enamored by the current marketing and the way that we, you know, market and funnels and the way that we get work leads through a process in this day and age. And marketing in my like business period of time was literally like billboards. We didn't have Facebook advertising. We didn't have funnels. I know it was around, but we didn't use any of that. And so I totally got enamored by this. And what we tend to do in business and as business owners is we let the pendulum swing too far. And so I got to a point where I was super focused on, you know, marketing and social media and all of this. And then I realized that like the money is made in your core business. And everybody's business is different. I understand that. But for me, the money is made in vision. I already have an amazing team. You might not know this listening to the podcast, or maybe you're new here, but I have a team of roughly 50 employees at this point in time, and they've been with me for a long time. And we're in a really great space. It's a manufactured housing space. So we buy mobile home parks. And you know, when you think about successful business, I've always said this, but like, I want to be in businesses that everybody needs. Everybody doesn't necessarily need, you know, a mastermind. Everybody doesn't need, and I'm not saying that that's a bad business, but for me, like the HVAC business, the plumbing business that I came out of, manufactured housing, these are core businesses. And when you think of Maslow's hierarchy of needs, like the basic human needs, food, water, shelter, I love businesses like that, that, you know, if you think about those businesses that I just taught, everybody needs affordable housing. Well, not everybody, because some people, you know, want $5 million houses or $2 million houses or whatever, but manufactured housing is an amazing space to be in because it's a big problem right now. If you look around with interest rates and lack of inventory and houses not selling and all of that, people are getting squeezed right now. And multifamily has been the big buzz for quite a while. But if you really think about this, when it comes to manufactured housing, to be able to get a family into a 3-bedroom, 2-bath home for like less than $900 a month for that house payment, like that's pretty crazy. And the lot rent on top of that's like 400. So to get somebody into $1,300 a month where they can completely own their house, like that's pretty amazing. And so I started looking around and I was like, kind of got to a point where I was bored with my business, because I'm like, this is just, you know, you get to a point where you've got a good team and you've built kind of a good process, and then you just start getting like, and I think this is an entrepreneurial problem, but I also think this is a human problem. You start getting shiny object syndrome. And so, you know, I start consuming like Russell Brunson and all of these things. And again, all this is good, because I realized like that's another tool in my tool bag that I didn't have, another feather in the cap, so to speak, but I got enamored by it. And what's happened recently, I would say, you know, this has been a long time coming, but really over the last year, I got to a point where I'm actually buying my business partner out. When I start looking at, you know, why would I want to start a business from the ground up? In fact, I mentioned Dan Martell, and he talks about complexity ceilings. EOS talks about this as well. I learned this as an early entrepreneur in the HVAC space. They used to call it the walls in business. And every single business or every single entrepreneur, you're going to reach complexity ceilings, and you're going to have to figure out how to break through those complexity ceilings. And if you don't figure it out and you get distracted, or you keep hitting up against that ceiling that EOS talks about, or the wall in business, if you keep hitting up against that and you don't change what you need to change, number one, as an entrepreneur, as a business owner, you don't reshift the mindset. And maybe it could be, you know, maybe you've built a $3 million or $4 million or $5 million business, and I don't want to exclude audience. Maybe you're up against a $900 complexity or $900,000 complexity ceiling. If you don't figure out what it's going to take in order for you, number one, to change the way you think and the mindset around it, but then number two, like, what type of leader do I have to become in order to break through that ceiling? How much money do I need? You know, like, what do I need to change in the way that I'm currently running and operating my business? Do I need to bring in some key personnel in order to take some stuff off of my plate so that I can spend more time, you know, instead of running 7 or 9 or 15 employees, I just run 2 or 3. If you don't address the complexity ceiling and break through that ceiling, and you decide to go do something else, here's what's crazy about this. You're going to circle around. And eventually, hopefully you don't become one of those people that said, oh, I tried that once. I tried to be a business owner and it doesn't work. Or I built a business to 3 million and it's just really hard to get through that. Hopefully you don't become one of those people. But the reality is, if you get back to that point, you're going to hit a complexity ceiling, and it's probably going to be in, you know, that $900,000 range or that $3 million range again. And you're just going to keep shrinking back. At some point in time, you have to face the music, and you have to realize that there's something in your life. There's a complexity. And again, it could be people, it could be capital, it could be so many different things that you're not breaking through. And our natural tendency as humans, when things get hard, is to shrink back and look for something easier. So I don't think I was necessarily up against a complexity ceiling. In my current business, I was actually dealing with a situation with, you know, it was a vision thing with my business partner, who, by the way, is an amazing human. I love this guy to death. There's nothing, you know, it's not a bad partnership. It was just a misalignment long-term. Like, he wants to go do something different at some point in time. I want to stay in the manufactured housing business, but it came to a point where I'm going to be buying my business partner out, and it's got me re-energized. And as I look back through the last, you know, 4 or 5 years, it wasn't that, yes, I needed to learn marketing, and yes, I needed a new skill set. But the one thing that I really realized was that I realized that I also just needed to re-engage with like vision and excitement around it. So sometimes we can get distracted by things that are not necessarily bad or that you shouldn't be doing, because again, I think learning marketing and all of that was a good thing that's actually going to break a complexity ceiling for me and allow me to surround myself with the right person that can run that. But the natural tendency, I think, sometimes as an entrepreneur, is to get to a point where you learn everything and you stay there. So all this stuff is good. It's not that there's anything that's right or wrong or bad or good. It's that sometimes we replace something and we stay there. And so the thing that I've realized lately is there's nothing wrong with my business. I love the business. I just didn't see how I was going to push through that and keep going. And then all of a sudden, sometimes, you know, the mechanism or the way or the path to where you need to go becomes really clear. And I think, it, again, as just humans, this isn't even an entrepreneurial dilemma. We just need to figure out what is it that's off and just keep seeking and seeking and seeking until you find the answer to that. And I realize that, you know, this could be coming at you from a lot of different perspectives, but the thing that I would just encourage you at the end of the day, if you're in a situation or a season where you don't know what the next step is, just keep seeking and probably come back to, you know, like, what's your North Star? What are your values? What are you really chasing after? And most of the time it's not money. Most of the time it's not fame. Most of the time it's not some new shiny object. We just get distracted by that. And because we don't know the answer of how to break through that complexity ceiling, or we don't continue to push through that, we don't get the victory over it. And so what do? We shrink back and we start leaning into things that are fun and things that we love. And in reality, I think we all want something bigger. We want more challenge in our life. But because of that complexity ceiling, you don't know how to break through it. So I would love to hear from you. Reach out to me. Let me know, what are some of the complexity ceilings that you're up against? What are some of the areas that you're stuck? Because one of the things that we're really good at as humans is sharing our victories with each other. But one of the things that we're not great at is sharing, you know, where we're stuck in all of that. So again, would love to hear from you. Just shoot me a text at 480-531-7519. Would love to hear it on Instagram, Facebook, LinkedIn, wherever you're following me. And hopefully this helps you. Because again, I think we live in a day and age where, you know, it's all about the highlight reel and not necessarily where we're getting stuck. And there's one thing that I know for sure, the complexity ceiling exists. And it's really hard for us as humans to break through that and find it when we don't have a community of people that we're really being, you know, just open and honest with and challenged with. And then usually there's just one or two little things that line up when you just keep pushing, just keep pushing, just keep seeking. And then all of a sudden something's going to happen and you're going to realize this was the solution all along. And I was, you know, trying to find the answer through all these other things when in reality, this was the one thing that was missing. I wish there was like an easy button to find that one thing. But if you just keep pushing and you just keep seeking through it, it will come to you. So, by the way, if you're not listening to the Investing for Freedom podcast on a continuous basis, if you haven't left me a review, I would love it if you'd head on over, leave me a 5-star review, share it with somebody on social media, because the only reason that we do this is to just keep putting out more information, and would love to hear from you. Would love to hear more people that you think need to listen to this. Appreciate you guys. Go out there, make it great, and break through those complexity ceilings.
If you've found value in this episode and you know someone who's wanting to start or move further along in their journey toward investing for freedom, I would be forever grateful if you would share this show with them and help me get this message out to more listeners. Also, if you enjoy what you've heard, I would appreciate it if you'd take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review and share this with your friends. And until the next episode, cheers to moving further along in your journey of investing for freedom.